Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yo! Welcome into the House of L podcast. I am Lawrence Holmes. Thanks for hanging out with me this afternoon. We're not going to spend a ton of time talking about things that you already know, but the Bears lost to Arizona. Another embarrassing performance for them. The final 33-22. I'm actually surprised that the Fire Nagy chants weren't as hot as I expected them to be, mainly because I think people thought that the Bears still had a chance to win the game, and they never had a chance to win the game. They never had a chance to win. And part of the reason that they never had a chance to win the game is because of the play of their quarterback. It was ugly. He gave up half as many yards on interception returns as he threw for after giving up four picks in this game. He was horrendous. 26 of 41, 229 yards, two touchdowns, four interceptions, passer rating of 54.9. And yeah, they got that touchdown. It was a really nice ball. I'll give Dalton that credit. It's a really nice ball and the touchdown to Jakeem Grant. But he kept getting the ball knocked down by defensive linemen. And I'm waiting for the final box score. Like, usually when I'm recording, it's ready. I can't wait to see what that number is of just the balls that were broken, the passes broken up, the PBUs that were broken up, and seeing whose name is attached to breaking up the passes of one Andy Dalton. They tried to tell you at the beginning of this year, coming into this year, when we finished the free agency cycle where they didn't end up with any of the marquee quarterbacks, even though they thought they were going to get one of the marquee quarterbacks before we had lawsuits against Deshaun Watson. Russell Wilson looked like a guy that was maybe thinking about changing addresses, and the Bears couldn't wait to leak it to everybody that they were in on Russell Wilson. And that was going to get them closer to winning a championship, when the truth was they weren't in on anybody. So what they ended up doing is settling. And in the settling, they had to almost beg, like from a financial standpoint, Andy Dalton to come play for them. A guy who was backup, he had to command $10 million to be their starting quarterback. Never forget that. It's really important that you don't forget it. Because you had both the general manager and the head coach have plans for Andy Dalton. The general manager's plan was Andy Dalton was going to be this team's starting quarterback. Because if you remember, the Bears were not in a position to draft a difference maker when they were sitting there at number 20, one of the quarterbacks, because they were probably all going to be gone, right? we were looking at developmental quarterbacks. We were looking at, oh, well, maybe Kellen Mond, or you start looking at the guy from Stanford who's terrible as a developmental quarterback. The board went really well for them, and they were in a position to then get Justin Fields, and I do give Pace credit for that, that they were in a space to go get him, and then they went and got him. But the plan, their plan was going to be what you saw today, was going to be 17 games of Andy Dalton playing quarterback. So that's the GM's plan.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Then there's the coach's plan. The coach also planned for Andy Dalton to be the quarterback. And he couldn't wait to tell you how great a plan that it was. How great a plan that the Bears had with Andy Dalton, because Andy Dalton understood the offense. And Andy Dalton was a veteran. And Andy Dalton wasn't going to run into the same type of problems that a rookie quarterback is going to run into. He's going to make sure that there aren't those same issues for the Bears. He's going to steady this offense and make it run the way that it's supposed to run. That was his plan. You had the two guys that were in charge of football operations for the Bears, the GM and the head coach, try and tell you that the plan at quarterback is Andy Dalton. And you got four interceptions out of him in the game today. He's not supposed to make these mistakes. I don't care that it was a wet ball or anything else, because Arizona was able to overcome that. You know what Kyler Murray's passer rating was? 136.9. Now, he had short fields, but he only threw it 15 times. And they decided that they were going to run the ball, and they did. The Bears ran it too. They ran it well enough that that's not an excuse. That's not a trap door that Matt Nagy gets to smoke bomb his way into and say, well, we couldn't run the ball. You ran the ball for 4.0 yards a carry. Your quarterback threw four interceptions in the game. He wasn't very good. Now I've got the final box score, so I can go through it real quick here and look at the defensive players. And we look in the category of passes defended. Now, to put this in context, remember that Kyler Murray is 5'9". He's the smallest quarterback ever. The Bears had one pass that was defended, meaning getting their hands on the pass. Artie Burns had that pass defense. They had one pass defense. So, see, now you have it in context, right? How many passes did Arizona defend? Seven. They broke up seven of Andy Dalton's passes. A bunch of them happened at the line, and then you had the interceptions to go with it. It's just a mess. Bears couldn't tackle either in a big portion of this game early on. The whole thing is a mess. I'm not going to belabor the point, y'all. Like, I'm not going to do a 20-minute podcast when a 10-minute one will do. We all know what we're looking at, and now we're just looking at it for the comedy. Like, it's how will the Bears lose the next game? What's the high comedy of watching the Bears play? And you saw it today. The quarterback that they had planned. And remember, they had extra time to get ready for this game. They had 10 days to get ready for this game. And that's what they look like. And that's what Andy Dalton looked like. So even if you wanted to be like, well, Dalton hasn't gotten any reps, he got 10 days of reps to get ready for one team. And this is what he looked like. So that's it, y'all. There's nothing else to say. I'm not going to belabor the point. I appreciate you clicking onto the podcast. I truly do. I appreciate you hanging out, hearing what I have to say. I'll have shows all week on The Score. We can discuss it and probably other things. But never, ever forget, the GM, at one point, his plan was Andy Dalton to be the quarterback of this team. The head coach, his plan was to have Andy Dalton be the quarterback of this team. Fire both of these dudes. Peace.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies, count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.